GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Let's dive right into the tangled web of power plays, market maneuvers, and salary speculations that define today's crypto landscape. First up, the European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde reportedly sidestepped the usual regulatory channels to personally lobby against Binance's attempt to secure a MiCA license in Greece. Apparently, Lagarde decided that Binance's presence would muddy the waters for her pet project, the digital euro. This isn't just a regulatory affair. It's more like a political chess move. Imagine playing a game of checkers and suddenly someone flips the board to start a game of poker, and you're not even sure which rules apply anymore. Lagarde's actions underscore a critical point. While we often talk about regulators as the gatekeepers of crypto legitimacy, in the EU, it seems like they're more the chess pieces than the players. This personal intervention suggests that the real crypto policy is being written in backrooms by a select few with the power to decide the fate of entire markets. Builders in Europe, take note. When you're aligning your projects with EU regulations, remember that the official guidelines might be less important than the personal whims of a few powerful individuals. Shifting gears to a topic all about numbers, crypto salaries. By 2026, crypto treasury analysts can expect to pull in a base salary anywhere from $90,000 to $300,000, depending on experience and how deep the protocol's pockets are. So what does a crypto treasury analyst actually do? Well, it's not your typical bean counting gig. These professionals manage financial assets and liquidity, requiring a solid grasp of blockchain and crypto market dynamics. It's a role that merges risk management, financial reporting, and strategic planning with the added complexity of navigating the wild swings of digital asset values. In traditional finance, treasurers are all about boring old fiat and safe financial instruments. Here, they are the daredevils who need to understand the volatile, high-stakes world of crypto. If you're eyeing a career on the treasury side, honing your skills in blockchain tech and market analysis might just pay off handsomely in the near future. Finally, let's talk litigation. CME Group, a giant in the derivative space, is gearing up to sue its own regulator, the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Why? Because the CFTC dared to approve Kalshi's Bitcoin perpetual futures contract, a move that CME CEO Terence Duffy vehemently opposes. This lawsuit, set to drop on June 18th, is being labeled as frivolous by the CFTC, but it could have implications for the $320 billion crypto derivatives market. It's like watching a heavyweight bout where the seasoned champ is furious that the new kid on the block got a chance to fight. The core of this conflict lies in CME's belief that the CFTC overstepped, tarnishing the integrity of a market CME has spent decades building. If the CME prevails, it might tighten the approval process for new crypto derivatives, which could stifle innovation in the U.S. market. Bottom line, if you're a builder in the crypto derivative space, keep an eye on this lawsuit. It could reshape the playing field in ways that could either impede or amplify your future projects. So, what does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? In Europe, stay agile and politically aware, as regulations might shift based on power dynamics rather than published rules. For those eyeing treasury roles, the field is ripe with opportunities as long as you're prepared to embrace the volatility of crypto. And for anyone involved in derivatives, this legal skirmish could either clear the runway for innovative products or bog down the market in red tape. Keep building, stay informed, and remember that in crypto, the only constant is change. That's all for today. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.